It's been an extra busy year for travelers, especially people trying to redo the plans they had to postpone during the pandemic shutdowns. On last week's show, some of our Travel with Rick Steves listeners told us how it's been going for them getting back to traveling again. Let's finish out today's edition of the show by checking in at 877-333-7425. How easy has it been for you to resurrect your travel plans? James is on the line from Beaverton in Oregon. Hey, James.
Hey, Rick. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling. What are your travel experiences lately?
Well, the one we had most recently was we had kind of an amazing trip this last January.
Mm-hmm.
We had initially scheduled it for way back in 2020, and then, things happened.
Mm-hmm.
It got pushed back to 2021, and then pushed back again, and pushed back again, and finally we were able to take it this last January.
I think,
was a trip down to Antarctica.
2023 is the year for everybody to resurrect those travel plans that were scuttled in 2020. So good for you.
You really went
to South America and Antarctica.
We did. We wanted to make sure that if we were to take a big trip like we did down to Antarctica, that we kind of stayed down there for as long as we could so that mm-hmm. we didn't take those big, long jet plane trips that take a lot of carbon. We wanted to do those and get down to South America and stay down there for a while.
So that, let's just pause here for a sec, James, because that is a very thoughtful thing. I mean, rather than taking two trips, especially if they're long trips, you can cut your emissions, your carbon cost of your travels by 50% by putting those trips together. That's your thinking, right?
Exactly.
Good. Okay.
So we ended up going to Antarctica. We took a cruise down to the Antarctic Peninsula out of Argentina. And we had this wonderful lineup of many countries kind of back to back to back. And then even after having rescheduled so many times and so many times, right before we were going to go on our trip, my daughter got COVID.
Oh, no.
And it was the first time she'd gotten COVID, too.
Oh, jeez.
And then a day or two after that, my wife got it from her. It was the best gift we got from school. So the hard part there is that the cruise line has a policy where you cannot test COVID at all for the 2 weeks prior to embarking on the ship.
Wow.
So the second those tests went positive, it didn't matter whether or not they were healthy enough a week later. Now we had to reschedule no matter what.
2 weeks after testing positive, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Hmm.
So we called the cruise line. We were able to get on one more, like the very, very last one that we could possibly get onto,
mm-hmm.
but a little bit later. And then after that, we were on this big scramble. We had to redo all the plane flights, redo all the hotels, everything that we'd planned for that 2 weeks that we thought we were going to have. Now we didn't have it.
Mm. And how did that work? That's a lot of rescheduling when you might have things closed up because they were just booked.
Yeah, a lot of those things that we really wanted to do were just not available anymore. Luckily, a few of the tour guides around, especially in South America, they did have a lot of openings, thankfully.
Uh-huh. So you did finally get down to Antarctica then?
We did.
Now, what was that like? I just find that fascinating. I got to admit, I don't quite know how that can be worth traveling so far, but everybody who goes there loves it.
It was extraordinary. One of the things that we did was because we knew it was going to be one of those really, really big trips that we'd only get to take once, we took as many people as we could, too. So my wife and I went, our two daughters went, and also my mother and my wife's mother went. So it was a multi-generational trip. And the nice thing about these ships is that there's something to do for everybody that was on our activity levels. So my mom has a little bit harder time going around, but she's an extremely adventurous person. So mm-hmm. she was able to go on many of the excursions, walk around, wave at a lot of the penguins. My older daughter is much more on the adventurous side, so she got to do things like a lot of snowshoeing, a polar plunge, where you get to jump in and get yourself in the -1 degree water.
Whoa.
My younger daughter is very much obsessed with birds, and so the cruise ship we were on had two ornithologists, and she was able to just talk a blue streak with them and keep them excited as much as they were keeping her excited.
What a great family experience, if you can afford it, to have three generations together, and especially on a cruise. One thing I like about cruising is the family can be together, and as you mentioned, everybody can do it at their own pace, and you all get together for dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you had that one horrible experience with COVID, not that you were feeling terrible, but that just messed up all of your carefully laid plans. You must have been really careful to isolate yourself before the second time around. You had all these people. But, did you tell them, don't go out to any sports bars, you know, don't just stay outside?
Oh, we went a little bit further. So even in our own house, all four of us, my wife and I and our daughters, we completely separated into different corners and didn't even see each other for about a week and a half.
Really?
And we had people delivering things to us. Yeah, we were taking it very seriously.
Wow. Well, you made it, and apparently it was worth the trouble.
It was absolutely worth the trouble. But we had to go through that level of care just because I don't think that the cruise ship was going to let us reschedule a second time.
Okay.
Once we did it this one time, if the cruise company canceled, they have no problem moving it. But because we had to do the cancellation because of COVID, they let us do it the one time. If we did it again, it would have to go through insurance.
So if I could ask you, because this is a big investment, when all the dust settled, what was the cost of having to reschedule? Did you find most of the people you gave money to were thankful you were just going to do what you intended to do and you do it later? Or did a lot of people just keep your money because they could?
I say that not anybody wanted to just keep the money. Even the local tour guides that we were working with, they were all very, very happy to reschedule as best as possible. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of them that, like, we initially, as part of the trip, were going to spend about 3 days in Paraguay. Unfortunately, losing 2 weeks out of the trip due to COVID, we couldn't do that anymore. That was one of the things that we had to cut.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up, just because it was Christmas and because we know that Paraguay is not having the best time right now, we ended up just letting the tour guide keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have to. They all were incredibly generous. I don't think a single one said we couldn't change.
Now, when you say Paraguay is not having the best time right now, I'm reading that into thinking they've got instability and it's not quite as safe on the streets as you'd like it. What was the general take with your family, you know, your parents and your kids, of going to places down in South America in these big cities and Buenos Aires and so on?
Most of the time that we were kind of out and going about, we had a local tour guide with us. There were a few places that we kind of just walked out on our own and walked around the town. Buenos Aires, in particular, it felt a little bit like walking through downtown Manhattan, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling was this at some point was maybe a little dangerous, but right now it seemed completely safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Paraguay was the only one we had a little bit of concern about and that we had a little bit of travel warning about going into, but we didn't end up getting to experience that one because of the cut.
You know, I would imagine just the cost of having a local guide is, as you mentioned, you're helping out a local hardworking person. The price is really pretty reasonable for guides in Latin America, private guides, and it's just the best investment you can make.
Absolutely. The guides were exceptional, and then they'd also themselves hire other local people, and they would hire local people, and that was always a wonderful thing. I'd say that the even better places we got the local guides tended to be the smaller areas.
Yeah.
So we went over to Montevideo, Uruguay, for a day. Montevideo is not a small town by any means, but it's much smaller than Buenos Aires, for sure.
Right.
And the guide we had there was just exceptional and extremely flexible with all the changes we had to make at the last minute.
James, what a great experience for your family, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing the inspirational story of the family vacation that had to wait several years but finally happened.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now. We're glad to hear from you, our listeners at Travel with Rick Steves, as we share tales from getting back out there again. 877-333-7425 is our number. And radio at ricksteves.com is our email address. Allison in Spokane emails us about her post-pandemic travels within the U.S. She writes, "Lessons learned about checked luggage. We had booked 2 weeks to the Big Island of Hawaii over Christmas in 2022, but bad weather delayed flights and resulted in a 3-night stay over in Seattle without luggage, which had gone on to Kona without us. Thankfully, we had travel insurance. I recommend keeping careful receipts of all lodging, food, clothing, and extras, because the more details you have documented, the better chance you have to get a settlement. This year, we spent a week in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's been a bucket list trip for me as a big Georgia O'Keeffe fan. We thought the O'Keeffe Studio and home tour in Abiquiu was one of the best of its kind we'd ever experienced." Allison, thanks for the thoughts. And yeah, you've got to remember that when you do fly somewhere, you may be stuck without your luggage. So it's important to have what you really need with you on the flight. And also, I think that's a very good idea. If you have flight insurance and you want to get reimbursed, you need to have records. Boy, talking about great stuff in Santa Fe, I think I've enjoyed browsing and shopping more in Santa Fe than almost any small town I can remember. Wonderful art galleries, fun, crafty souvenirs, and great food. People love Santa Fe. Thanks, Allison, for your email, and happy travels. And Vanessa's calling us from Wilkesboro in North Carolina. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Rick.
Nice to have you on the line. How has your travels been lately?
They've been great. In fact, we just returned from a 3 weeks trip through the fjords of Norway and also driving through Scotland.
Wow, you connected Norway and Scotland. Every time I'm in the west of Norway, I just think, just across the water there, I mean, it's a long way, but it's Scotland. How did you connect the two?
Well, to start out, this is our revived trip we had scheduled for 2020. Uh-huh. And we brought it back to life and changed a few things because we're 3 years older. We're both in our early 70s. So we just felt like some of the things we had planned 3 years ago, we just weren't quite up to it. But we kept the major things. And what we decided to do was take your advice. We're not really cruise people, but the best way to see the fjords is with a cruise.
Yeah.
So and we also splurged to have a veranda so we wouldn't miss anything. Mm. But after our 7 days cruising of Norway, when we returned to our port of Copenhagen, we took a flight from Copenhagen to Aberdeen, Scotland, where we rented a car, and then we drove to Inverness, mm-hmm. to Fort Augustus, mm-hmm. from there to the Isle of Skye, and Fort William for just a brief look because it was terribly overcrowded, and then to Stirling, and then the grand finale was St. Andrews, where my husband got to play golf.
Oh, if you're a golfer, you got to go to St. Andrews. And if you're not a golfer like me, you kind of wonder, what's the big deal? But boy.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. You had quite a trip. And just like me, you were reviving your plans from 2020 in 2023. And I went to Scandinavia because that's the flight I canceled when COVID hit, you know, back in 2020. I'm curious about your cruise. You took a cruise for 7 days from Copenhagen, and it was mostly Norway. So you went north to Oslo, yeah. and then around to Bergen and farther north?
Well, we did not go to Bergen. The one we had planned in 2020 did go to Bergen. This one was a little different. It included Oslo, Kristiansand, Eidfjord, and Flåm.
Huh.
And, of course, the fjords.
Okay, so when you went to Flåm, right around the corner from Flåm is a place, a fjord called the Narrow Fjord, I believe.
Exactly.
And that's where you can't believe how these rocky black cliffs are just rocketing out of the inky sea.
I know. It was unbelievable. It was sort of like they saved the best for last on our cruise.
Oh, it's breathtaking, whether you're on a ferry or if you're on a little inflatable Zodiac on a little day trip from these guys in Flåm.
You feel so small.
Oh, you
so
do.
Tiny.
And they park right there. I love just turn off the motor and just float at the base of that cliff.
It's amazing how they park these huge cruise ships.
And then you crane your neck to look up at this cliff, and I don't know, it must be 1,000 feet straight up. And then you realize, okay, if you take the trajectory of that rock cliff going straight down, it goes just as far underwater.
Into the water, exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is mind-blowing.
That's why we didn't want to miss anything.
Oh, you had good weather, I hope?
The weather was cool, but we came prepared. We wore layers. And
good for you.
You know, the weather could change on a dime, you know, in both Scotland and Norway. It was the same.
I remember as a kid, speaking of weather, staying at the hostel in Flåm, the northernmost part of your cruise. And it's the first time I think I was ever poetic in my young life. I must have been 20 years old. And I was sitting on the porch of this youth hostel with some friends from Australia. And we were just sitting there enjoying a beer, watching the weather blow in. And it was bad weather, but it just was so dramatic and beautiful in its own way to be there in the majesty of Norwegian fjord country and appreciating the bad weather, frankly.
I know. And even with the bad weather, it didn't disappoint. You know, it still was great.
And then you went over to Scotland and you went up to Skye. And you mentioned Fort William, I think, was crowded, but I've always thought Skye has too much tourism for the infrastructure there. How did you manage in the famous and very popular these days island of Skye in the north of Scotland?
Yeah, it was a bit crowded, but not terrible. Traffic did slow. Mm-hmm. There were just way too many RV campers. I guess they call them caravans.
Yeah.
Way too big, and I think most of them were rentals. In fact, our host at the B&B said a lot of these people rent them and have never driven them. And it became obvious on some of the one-track roads we would all have to back up.
You know, I bet those people were unable, in a lot of cases, were unable to get accommodations because we can't find accommodations in a lot of cases for our tour groups when we're going to Scotland and Skye.
Right.
It's just very, very tough.
Right.
And it's a beautiful island.
It is. We started 6 months ago, mm-hmm. booking over 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And the places we had booked 3 years ago were either already filled or they were not in operation anymore.
Yeah. There's a lot of change in that part of the world from COVID. So, and prices have gone up after a couple of years of COVID. But one thing I found when I was in Norway, and you were just in Norway, the exchange rate is amazing, 10 crowns in a dollar. So for the first time in my memory, Norway did not seem that expensive.
Right. And we did bring cash, but we really didn't need it everywhere, except for the parking meters. A lot of those still required coins in Scotland.
Yep.
So we'd often have to go or beg for change from somebody, you know, and everyone was so accommodating. Tourists helped tourists and locals helped the tourists. And, you know, so we made it just fine.
You sound like a great traveler. And it's a delight to talk to you. Thank you for reporting in on your trip through Norway and Scotland. And I'm glad you finally got to make it happen after the pandemic.
Well, we are too. We're very happy we did this. I still have a little jet lag, but, you know, it's part of the fun.
Wow, we got your report while you still have jet lag. I'm very pleased with that. Well, best wishes, and I hope we can talk again sometime.
I just have one comment.
Yep.
We would sometimes turn on the news in the mornings of the local networks. And, you know, I told my husband, I said, have you heard one time anything about gun violence?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there were crimes, mm-hmm. but not once did we hear that. I'm just making that as an observation.
You know,
as a comment.
I was in from Norway. When you were in Norway, I went over to Stockholm. And on the main pedestrian street, they've got a famous statue, and it's a giant pistol that's got the barrel of it tied into a knot, so no bullet mm-hmm. can go out of it. And the Scandinavians really figure you don't need to have as much violence in your world. And I think we can be inspired by that. So
we can, for sure.
Best wishes, Vanessa, and thanks again for calling.
Well, thank you, mm-hmm. and keep on traveling.
Keep on traveling, all right.
Come, let us build a way for all mankind, a way to leave these evil years behind, to travel onward to a better year, where love is, and there will be no fear. Where love is, and no fear.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced at Rick Steves Europe in Edmonds, Washington, by Tim Tatton, Kasmira Hall, and Donna Bardsley. Affiliate relations are by Sheila Gerzoff. Website uploads are managed by Andrew Wakeling. Jerry Frank wrote and performed our theme music. You can find links to our guests and search the show archives at ricksteves.com/radio. We'll see you next week with more Travel with Rick Steves.